I'd like to call this meeting of the Summit Hill Board of Education to order. If we'd all please rise and join me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Constitution for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You should try doing that while you're all remote. You all come in at different times. Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
We know Ms. Murphy's on her way.
Yep.
Mr. Martin?
Here.
Mrs. Storino?
Here.
Mr. Leonard?
Here.
Mr. Faber here. Mrs. Borgen?
Here.
Mr. Mayor?
Here. We are going to make a move in the agenda and move closed session up front as there's a number of topics that we need to deal with that may impact open session items. So we will start this evening with closed session. We will be in closed session until at least 7:15. So we will not resume open session until at least 7:15. At that time, we will try to supply an update, and we'll try to return on the quarter hour. So with that, can I have a motion that we go into closed session according to 5 ILCS 120/2C1 to consider the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of a specific employee of the district or legal counsel for the district, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee of the district or against legal counsel for the district to determine its validity, and according to 5 ILCS 120/2C2 for the purpose of collective negotiation matters between the district and its employees or their representatives, or deliberations concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees, and according to 5 ILCS 120/2C10 for the purpose of discussion of the placement of individual students in special education programs and other matters relating to individual students.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Storino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgen?
Aye.
Mr. Marion?
Aye. So we are in closed. Again, we will be in closed until at least 7:15. And Mrs. Storino, you can hang up and I will dial you back closed session. Okay, we are back in live open session. The time is 8:47. I apologize to all the listeners for the extended closed session, but the board had a number of items to address. At this time, we are going to proceed through our standard agenda, starting with item 3, which is the Freedom of Information Act. Dr. Banks.
A FOIA request was made by the Illinois Retired Teachers Association and was completed in the appropriate time frame.
Thank you very much. Letters and communications are in the back of your board book. We will move on to the consent agenda, which is on page 9 of your board book. Can I have a motion that the board approve the items on the consent for this meeting as presented, including 4A1A regular session meeting minutes of January 20th, 2021. 4A1B closed session meeting minutes of January 20th, 2021. Approval of 4A2 approval of the January Treasurer's Report and Financial Report. 4A3 approval of the bills list of February 17th, 2021. 4A4 approval of resignation of staff, including John DeMarco, effective January 29th, 2021. Tara Jelkins, effective February 1st, 2021, and Lily Holman, effective February 22nd, 2021. We have no family medical leave requests at this time. And 4A6, approval of employment of staff, including Dawn Hurley, lunchroom supervisor at Frankfort Square School.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. At this time, I am going to ask that all invoices for Storm Consulting be removed from the consent agenda, from the bill list. So we will proceed addressing the bills list minus the total for Storm Consulting. Any other comments on the consent agenda? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr.
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Storino? Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. From the bills list, we remove Storm. Is there a motion to pay the Storm Consulting invoices totaling? Sorry, I was looking for this. Storm Consulting invoices totaling $38,975. Is there a motion to pay those? Hearing none, the motion dies. That takes us into old business B, and we have the second and final reading of board policies. That is on page 70 of your board book. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the second and final reading of board policy 3:40, 4:10, 5:55, 4:80, 4:90, 4:150, 4:175, 5:10, 5:20, 5:30, 5:100, 5:120, 5:125, 5:90, 5:200, 5:220, 5:270, 5:330, 6:15, 6:20, 6:40, 6:280, 6:300, 6:315, 6:340, 7:10, 7:20, 7:100, 7:140, 7:180, 7:185, 7:300, and 7:325.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and second. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Ms. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Serena?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Merritt?
Aye. And the motion carries. That takes us to our collective bargaining agreement. This is on page 136 of your board books. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the collective bargaining agreement between the Board of Education and the Summit Hill Council, Local 604, for the 2020-2021 school year and the 2021-2022 school years as presented?
So moved. Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. This is the result of an extensive bargaining effort between the school district and the union. It will be available on the website once it is ratified as part of these documents that the school district normally lists. Does anyone have questions or comments on this?
Can we remove section 5.4 from the motion?
Yes. So we are going to have an amended motion to approve the collective bargaining agreement as presented without section 5.4.
I have a question.
No, Dave made the motion. I just need a second.
Second.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded. Now, questions and comments.
Yeah, sorry. I just have a question. It says that it was effective July 2020, so will they get it?
Yes.
They're okay, okay.
Yes, it will be retro.
Okay, will do.
Anything additional? You're on speaker, folks. Anything additional? I would just like to point out that while I believe our teachers do an excellent job and are worthy of a great deal of praise, this particular contract will provide raises over the next 2 years of 4% plus increases in insurance spending, both in the family pool and the standard, and provides vision care along with additional time off. And given the current economic situation and the fact that the tax increases the district will have are closer to 2%, I believe that the contract is out of line with the current economic situation. and not supported by the district revenue. Again, I don't mean that as a reflection on the teachers or their performance, simply that this contract is not in line with what the district can support financially long-term, in my opinion. If there's no other questions or comments, Mr. Faber, can we have a roll call on the amended motion, which is the agreement as presented without section 5.4?
Ms. Murphy.
Aye.
Mr. Martin.
Aye.
Mrs. Farino.
Aye.
Mr. Leonard.
Present.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Morgan.
Aye.
Mr. Merritt.
No. And the motion carries. We will now vote. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve section 5.4 of the collective bargaining agreement between the Board of Education and the Summit Hill Council, Local 604, for the 2020-2021 school year and the 21-22 school year as presented?
So moved.
Second. Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments?
Oh yeah, I just want to let everyone know the reason I've asked this to be separated is because I'm an employee of the district's health insurance carrier.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Farino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Present.
Mr. Faber? Present. Mrs. Morgan?
Aye.
Mr. Merritt?
No. And the motion carries. Again, this will be put up, the contract in its entirety will be added to the district website. That takes us to the summit program, which is on page 137 of your board book. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the revised summit program guidelines for use in identifying students for the 2021-2022 school year and beyond?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments on this? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mrs. Farino?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Morgans?
Aye.
Mr. Merritt?
Aye. And the motion carries. That takes us to new business on page 146 of your board book. We have the intergovernmental agreement between Summit Hill and the Franklin Square Park District. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the intergovernmental agreement with the Franklin Square Park District as presented?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments?
I have a question. I think I read, I called Jim today to check to see if he read the same thing. If for some reason in the pandemic, COVID, and we need extra room just for some reason, but we don't have a lot of time, could we get use of that building quickly from the park district? So in case we need more space for the kids,
in an emergency situation.
Yes, like if it spikes and we want to keep the schools open, but we need more room and we know we have that facility available, what is the time frame? Because it was,
I thought it was 365 days, if I'm not mistaken, if you give them that much advance notice. But in a pandemic, there's a lot of leeway. They really only use the certain areas, and they're not classroom spaces. Some areas are classroom spaces, and we have them already set up as classrooms. Should there be an issue with a building? Yep, and we would need to bring the children over here? We could. We have places for them.
Because Jim also, he made me feel better, because he said, like, if there was a tornado, we would have moved to the school. So,
I would say the only room that isn't immediately usable as an educational space is the lunchroom, only because it has a raised floor and mirrors, mm-hmm. and it would need some time to be adjusted. But the gym is available, and all of the other classrooms are, you know, even the ones they use are still four walls.
Even the dance studios are, yes, they're raised, but they're flat,
right.
And able to even move chairs and their two desks.
And as I read in there, it says for emergencies, you know, situations.
Exactly.
There's several clauses in there that rank district use of the facility above our district is second, but
yes.
You know, district has use of the facility.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Fair?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Lamar?
Aye.
Mrs. Serino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Morgan?
Aye.
Mr. Mayor?
Aye. And the motion carries. That takes us to acceptance of gifts on page 162 of your board book. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve with the appreciation of the board the gifts, following gifts from Arbor Hills Elementary Stars, gifts in the amount of $763. Dr. Julie Rogers School, Resco, gifts in the amount of $3,732. Frankfurt Square School, SEO, gifts in the amount of $100. Indian Trail School, SEO, gifts in the amount of $531. And Hilda Walker School, SEO, gifts in the amount of $1,013.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? As always, I'll point out these gifts are not actually cash, but we just list the value. Most of the time they are services or items directly for the kids. So it is much appreciated, and the board does appreciate that. Mr. Faber, can we have a roll call, please?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Storino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Morgan?
Aye.
Mr. Mayor?
Aye. And the motion carries. Next is the technology infrastructure upgrades. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve a 5-year contract with Comcast for 10 gigabytes per second internet service at a cost of $691,500 and the purchase of necessary infrastructure to support the increased bandwidth at a cost of $271,628 prior to a 40% E-rate discount?
So moved.
Second.
So just understand the wording. It's 40% off of.
It's 40% off of this.
Correct.
Not off of the equipment, though.
Yes, the equipment, too, is also 40%.
So we're going to spend
$577. Yes. So we're looking at $577,876. Overall.
Oh, okay.
It's not an extra
thing.
It's a breakdown.
It is. All right. Yeah. So it's $577,876, and this is over a 5-year agreement.
Correct.
So we'll be paying about $115,000 a year.
Right.
Okay. Any other questions? And what do we have now, Kevin?
We're at 1 gigabit right now.
Okay.
So we're going to 10, right?
Going to 10.
So it's 10 times.
The one other thing about this, Mr. Mayor, is that there's an extra schedule in case perhaps a school goes offline.
Mm-hmm.
We have an out clause, and that was very important to get in here. Second thing, when we brought this up the last time, Ms. Remnick did not have a chance to get through the contract and get it back and forth from Comcast, and that has been accomplished now.
Is there any opportunity over the 5 years to increase above 10?
If you want to pass me that thing. Just down the mic. In case I can check it.
I mean, there definitely would be. We're basically based off of the equation of what our needs for the district over how many kids we have enrolled. We're looking at the 10 gigabit will be adequate for that 5-year time stream. But again, usually the reason we look at that, it's a balance between cost of service and what our needs are for the district.
And I only ask because 5 years ago I never would have seen this year coming.
Right,
so
yeah.
I just want to make sure if something new, huge happens, we can adjust.
I'm sure by 5 years from now it'll be probably double that.
Got it. Okay. Any other questions? Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Baker?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Serino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Morgan?
Aye.
Mr. Mayor?
Aye. The motion carries.
Oh.
moving to audit engagement, item number four, under new business, page 170 of the report book, can I have a motion that the Board of Education authorize the superintendent to contract with a licensed audit firm to conduct a forensic audit to be done at the direction of legal counsel and the superintendent, not to exceed $50,000 without additional board approval.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. This will kick off forensic audit activities, and Dr. Rains will work with legal counsel to come up with the firm and will provide us an update on the firm use as well as the cost, but the audit itself will be done at the direction of the superintendent and legal counsel. Any other questions on this? Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Scarino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. The motion carries. Moving on to item five, employee disciplinary action on page 171. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education terminate employee 1352 based on testimony heard in closed session for a violation of board policies 4:60 and 4:80?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Scarino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. Finally, we move on to finishes our action items, and we move on to superintendent and staff reports. Dr. Rain.
Great, thank you. There are no material changes in enrollments in our schools, but we're very happy to report as of February 16th, we have 126 students who've proved residency for kindergarten. And of those 126, 104 are completed. So thank you so much for moving away from the registration fee. I think that that has encouraged parents to sign up their children. And like I said, this is for another two more weeks that this is available, and our number of already completed ones is at 104. So that's great news.
How many do we have enrolled currently? I know it's in the board book, but I have to search for it.
200 maybe, 212, something of that nature. We're looking at about 228 next year. That's an average of the years. So that's just it's not a hard number.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Next item is the band sports and activities update. In your board book, you'll see that there is several activity sports and band sessions moving forward. Girls volleyball is already in session, and we've worked it out to share the games with the parents virtually, as there are no spectators. If you look at chess, Scholastic Bowl, all will be starting very shortly because of the snow day. You know, hopefully they'll be on track very shortly. Academic assistance is ongoing. Math and reading tutoring is underway. Clubs, we had roughly 14 clubs proposals, and they include safety plans. They include the ability for either an in-person and remote students to participate. So we're working through that process where the club sponsor is going to seek students who are interested and then move forward well with the clubs at a shortened time frame, March 8th through mid-May. We chose March 8th because that pushes us into the third trimester. And then band, Summit Hill and Walker Bands, they're a little shortened period right now. We're going to revisit the plan in March But here's all the stipends, and basically it was, you know, just a short amount of time. However, you know, we're having the reversals. You know, we're moving forward as best we can. Systematically, we'll be adding new activities. As we add new activities, I will update you on them. I believe next on the plate to review is, I believe it's boys volleyball. So, because that season should be starting to get underway very shortly. Okay? Any questions? We're going to move to the quarterly investment report from PMA. Doug, can you collapse that into a brief summary?
Yes. Most of our investments are in the $0 to $180 or 180-day range. We don't currently have much invested in the way of CDs or other instruments. It's mostly sitting in a money market type account, simply because there are no real opportunities to invest with the interest rates being near zero and expected to remain there for the foreseeable future.
And moving right into the monthly financial review, Doug?
Yes, so just two quick things on this. The state funding, the second categorical payments came in January. So the state is more or less caught up in their payments to us. The governor gave his, he kind of laid out his plan for the budget for the next year. It sounded like K through 12 education funding would probably be mostly flat for us. So he's not, it didn't sound like he was adding any additional money to the EDF formula, similar to how we didn't this year either. And then there was a brief update on COVID-related spending for the district, and then offsetting, possible offsetting revenue sources for that.
Would you focus on page 187 in the board book? I wanted to bring to the board's attention the pandemic-related spending. So we have expenditures, the category, the funding source, and the amount to date. Can you just give an overall on that, Doug, please?
Yeah, so a lot of the spending has come for technology. We have upgraded the tablets for our teachers. We have purchased additional equipment to make the streaming experience better for both the staff and the students who are remote. The other large area is the additional staffing for the nurses, which I think the board approved in December, maybe, somewhere around there. So that makes up the majority of the spending. The other stuff is you know, health and safety, the PPE, and that sort of thing for that. And then the funding sources, so I think last month we mentioned, because we had just found out, the district is anticipated to receive around $400,000 in the latest round of funding for the CARES Act, CARES Act 2, or whatever it's called. We haven't received any guidance on accessing those funds yet from ISBE, but I hear that's coming next week or maybe later this week. So we should have some information there as to how to what we need to do to receive those funds.
Any questions on the monthly financials or the pandemic spending for the PMA?
Yes. The nurses, do they have everything they need, and do they have enough staff, and are they able to keep up?
We have company that we have, I think we brought on four additional nurses, and two decided that it wasn't for them, so we brought on two additional, so that the larger schools have an additional nurse now in the building. And I believe that's where Doug was talking about that additional nurse staffing. I believe that was, it's four, and we're using local funds. We're going to an agency.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if there's an opportunity to offset those, you know, that spending with some of the CARES Act or some other funding, we can certainly look into it. But it just, you know, the how the legislation is written kind of dictates what can be put in.
Okay.
towards those funds. So I'm not sure that additional nurse staffing could be, but we can certainly check into that if there's dollars left over.
So that CARES Act, is that money that's already been approved and it's just now, it's just about how to distribute it?
Yeah, pretty much. So the first CARES Act, we got $120,000, I think that was in the spring. And then the second round, yes, it was approved in late December, and now the allocations came out, I think, in early January, but now ISBE, I think, is finally getting around to actually putting forth an application and that sort of thing. So.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
The next item is school lunches. Doug, before
yes.
we share, Doug, did you get in touch with ISBE today?
Yeah. So I circled back around on this to ISBE yesterday, and they responded. We got a further communication today, which I will return tomorrow. So yes, the ball is rolling on this with ISBE. So should be straightened out with them, and then we'll again submit a survey out to our families to see, you know, what the need is, so we know how many lunches we need to prepare, if any.
So this could possibly provide lunches to all kids?
Yeah, that's my understanding, yes.
Okay.
We can. Right, not based on need. I should point out, too, and this will be in the survey that goes out, but this was made possible through waivers and modifications to the National School Lunch Program. So it would only be through the end of this current school year, unless, of course, they were, you know, extended the waivers and modifications and so forth. But that's anybody's guess as to what it would be like in June and then going into the next school year. So.
So families have 3-4 kids, all the kids, no matter what your income is, you could
yeah.
jump on this.
Yeah, that's my understanding.
Good. I hope parents take advantage of it.
When do you think that the communication of this will go out so that we can kind of frame this and then start to communicate it
yeah.
in district news briefs and other avenues?
So I started working on the survey yesterday, so I have a start on that. I would imagine we could get it out by the end of the week or early next week.
Perfect.
Shouldn't
Thank
take
you.
Too long. It's two question survey. You know, will you need or will you partake in this, and what school are you at?
So what are you looking, what kind of feedback are you looking for from your survey? Are you looking
at I'm just looking for a count. So I just need the families to tell me if they would access a meal.
We're doing it regardless. We just want to know how many people
exactly.
want to get out.
Yes, because we need to know how many to communicate out to our meal provider.
Oh, good.
So, you know, if we send this out and you know, everybody says, no, I'm good, you know, and we'll just keep going with how many we've been purchasing. If I, you know, the response comes back that, you know, we need 50 additional lunches at Arbery, then we can adjust that with our provider. That's all I'm looking for, just kind of planning to see what kind of a demand we're going to have.
The quicker we get that survey out, the better get on this so they can take advantage. Free lunches, parents.
And thank you for bringing that up earlier. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Finally, the building operation reports, their standing item to keep the board informed, progress, and ramp time. And that concludes the superintendent's staff report.
Thank you very much, Dr. Green. Moving on to board member reports, Mr. Martin, District 843.
At the last 843 meeting, we were informed that Pioneer Grove, the loan to purchase the building, has been repaid. There is only one more interest payment that is due in June, and now 843 owns Pioneer Grove and the districts, you know, naturally, own Pioneer Grove and the McKay Center still. So that's a good thing.
But we're not using the McKay Center?
The McKay Center is, again, being used by the high school. And there is an agreement in place in order to, you know, work through that reimbursement piece. And that there were some issues with their the building upgrades that they wanted to do in order to replace the McKay Center. So anyway, high school asked if they could use the McKay Center again for a year. So that's
been in place. They have students in there.
They have students in there this year. So we haven't heard yet if they still want to continue on with that. And it actually worked out well. Otherwise, it would have been an empty building. Instead, we have actual people in the building, you know, making sure all the systems work. And that would have been problematic, probably selling them during COVID anyway. So if sale is what it's going to be, don't quote me. I don't want to get ahead on that, but there's options to be done with that building. We approved the purchase of four buses rather than renting them or leasing them, which we've done in the past, because there are several buses that have extra low mileage on them because of COVID, and they did not have those miles put on them. So it turned out to be much cheaper to purchase them than to lease them. So that was done, and we've been going through contract negotiations with teaching assistants. They have organized and they are now represented. So I'm on that committee that's working with the committee of the teaching assistants, and we're working our way through their initial contract. So it's quite a lot to put together with it being the first contract. So I feel your pain. So we've been at it, had one meeting in December and a couple in January, so we're still quite a ways off from conclusion of that. Thanks.
Thank you. Future meeting dates, there is a meeting on Saturday, February 20th, 2021. That meeting will be here at the Mary Jo Administrative Center. It will consist exclusively of closed session. There will be no open session action at that meeting. March 6, 2021, another special meeting. That is our workshop. It will happen starting at 8:30 a.m. here at the Mary Jo Administrative Center. And then our regular meeting on March 17th, happy St. Patrick's Day, here at 7 p.m. at the Mary Jo Administrative Center. Any public comments? No public comments. Unless there's anything else, can I have a motion that we adjourn?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor, acknowledge by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.